In the inside back cover of your bulletin, you'll find the Shema. Please let us face the east. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Boruch Shem Kivod, Malchuto Leolam Voed. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. Blessed be the name of his glorious kingdom for all eternity. V'ahavta et Adonai Eloheinu b'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha u'v'chol miyodecha. V'hayu hadvarim asher anochi v'savcha hayom ol levavecha v'shinantam levenecha v'dibartam bom v'shivtecha b'veitecha u'v'lechtecha v'derech. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be in your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your children, and you shall speak of them when you sit at home, and when you walk along the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. Yeshua said, this is the greatest and most important mitzvah, and a second is similar to it. You are to love your neighbor as yourself. All the Torah and the prophets are dependent on these two mitzvot. Yeshua hu Moshiach, Yeshua hu Adonai, Yeshua he is Messiah, Yeshua he is Lord, God Almighty.
And it came to pass, whenever the ark went forward,
Moses would say, arise, O Lord, and let your enemies be scattered. May those who hate you flee from before you. For from Zion shall go forth the Torah and the word of the Lord out of Jerusalem. Blessed be he who gave the Torah to his people Israel in his holiness.
Come, join us as we take the Torah around the world.
Tabernacle, Lord, among your people, may your great Shekinah be made known. In the midst of joy and celebration, let your glory and majesty be shown.
Thank you. We invite you to join us under the chuppah for a blessing.
Oh, what a joy it is to see God's children gather together in one place. And can we have the little ones up front, please? The little ones, the little children, the big children can, except Jeremiah, can stand further back. Well, Anita's holding up the pillar, so she is a pillar. She needs to be there. Come on down. Abba, Father, our great and wonderful Jehovah, we thank you so much for the young men amongst us today. May you bless them like Manasseh and Ephraim. May you give them boldness. May you give them strength. May you give them resolve and courage, for they will be the leaders of their communities and they will be the leaders of the world. Amen. And what an awesome privilege, what an awesome blessing you have given them. And may they walk in your path. Amen. And Abba Father, I pray that you bless the young women amongst us, like Ruth and Leah, like Rivka and Sarah, based upon the foundation of Adonai Yeshua, they are their houses. They will lead and teach their children. They will guide their husbands. And they will raise the future leaders of this world. In Abba, I pray that you bless the love that their parents have for each other. May that love grow only deeper and stronger and broader. And as faint a light it is in comparison to your light, may it shine so brightly within the community that it will cause others to want to come to you.
Amen.
Because that light is your grace. That light is your love. That light is the light of salvation within us. And Abba, I pray that you bless the elderly amongst us. Yes, I know, Jeremiah, we are loath to admit that, aren't we? But Abba, you have given us life experience and have enabled us to turn that life experience into wisdom.
Amen.
Through your grace, through your love. And I pray that we will use that wisdom to bring more of the world towards you.
Amen. Yes.
And for all of this, we are grateful. We praise your holy name. We bless your holy name.
Amen.
B'shem Yeshua Moshichenu, in the name of our Messiah Yeshua. Amen.
Baruch et Adonai Hamorach, Baruch Adonai Hamorach Le'olam Va'ed, Baruch Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Hamim, V'natan Lanu et Torato. Baruch atah Adonai, noten haTorah. Amen. Bless the Lord, the Blessed One. Blessed is the Lord, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has chosen us from among all peoples and given us his Torah. Blessed are you, O Lord, giver of the Torah. Amen. He who blessed our fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, may he bless those who come up to honor God and the Torah. May the Holy One, blessed be he, watch over them, protect them from all affliction and hardship, and from all plague and disease, and send blessing and prosperity on all the work of their hands. We have a double portion today, Bahar and Bechukotai. They begin in the book of Vayikra, Leviticus, chapter 25, verse 1. And these are the two final portions of the chapter. So when we finish, we'll say, Chazak, Chazak, Vidi, Chazak. Okay, we'll get to that.
I'll be reading the first few verses in Hebrew, and then we'll continue in English from that point. Vaydaber Adonai el Moshe b'har Sinai l'mor, Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'amarta lehem, Ki tavo'u el ha'aretz, Asher ani noten lachem, v'shaveta ha'aretz, Shabbat l'Adonai. Shesh shanim tizra sadecha, v'shesh shanim tizmor le'akarmecha, v'asafatea et tevuatea, uvashana hashvit, Shabbat, Shabbaton, yeh la'aretz, Shabbat, l'Adonai, sadecha lo tizra, v'charmecha lo tizmor. Et sefiach ketzircha lo tikzor, v'et neve nezircha nizerecha lo tizor, Shnat Shabbaton yihye la'aretz. Adonai spoke to Moshe on Mount Sinai. He said, tell the people of Israel, when you enter the land I am giving you, the land itself is to observe a Shabbat, rest, for Adonai. 6 years you will sow your field, 6 years you will prune your grapevines and gather their produce. But in the seventh year is to be a Shabbat of complete rest for the land. A Shabbat for Adonai. You will neither sow your field nor prune your grapevines. You are not to harvest what grows by itself from the seeds left by your previous harvest, and you are not to gather the grapes of your untended vine. It is to be a year of complete rest for the land. But what the land produces during the year of Shabbat will be food for all of you. You, your servant, your maid, your employee, anyone living near you, your livestock, and the wild animals on your land, everything the land produces may be used for food. You are to count 7 Shabbats of years, 7 times 7 years, that is 49 years. Then, on the 10th day of the 7th month, on Yom Kippur, you are to sound a blast on the shofar. You are to sound the shofar all through your land, and you are to consecrate the 50th year, proclaiming freedom throughout the land to all its inhabitants. It will be a yovel for you. You will return everyone to the land he owns, and everyone is to return to his family. That 50th year will be a yovel for you. In that year, you are not to sow or harvest what grows by itself, or gather the grapes of untended vines, because it is a yovel. It will be holy for you. Whatever the fields produce will be food for all of you. In this year of Yovel, every one of you is to return to the land he owns. If you sell anything to your neighbor or buy anything from him, neither of you is to exploit the other. Rather, you are to take into account the number of years after the Yovel when you buy the land from your neighbor, and he is to sell to you according to the number of years that crops will be raised. If the number of years remaining is large, you will raise the price. If few years remain, you will lower it, because what he is really selling you is the number of crops to be produced. Thus, you are not to take advantage of each other, but you are to fear your God. I am Adonai your God. Rather, you are to keep my regulations and rulings and act accordingly. If you do, you will live securely in the land.
Rather, you are to keep my regulations and rulings and act accordingly. If you do, and you will live securely in the land will yield its produce. You will eat until you have enough, and you will live there securely. If you ask, if we aren't allowed to sow seed and harvest what our land produces, what are we going to eat in the seventh year? Then I will order my blessings on you during the sixth year, so that the land brings forth enough produce for all 3 years. The eighth year you will sow seed, but eat the old. Stored produce until the ninth year, that is, until the produce of the eighth year comes in, and you will eat the old stored food. The land is not to be sold in perpetuity, because the land belongs to me. You are only foreigners and temporary residents with me. Therefore, you will sell your property. You must include the right of redemption. That is, if one of you becomes poor and sells some of his property, his next of kin can come and buy back what his relative sold. If the seller has no one to redeem it, but becomes rich enough to redeem it himself, he will calculate the number of years the land was sold for, refund the excess to its buyer, and return his property. If he hasn't sufficient means to get it back himself, then what he sold will remain in the hands of the buyer until the year of Yovel. In the Yovel, the buyer will vindicate it, and the seller will return to his property.
If someone sells a dwelling in a walled city, he has 1 year after the date of sale in which to redeem it. For a full year, he will have the right of redemption. But if he has not redeemed the building in the walled city within the year, then title in perpetuity passes to the buyer through all his generations. It will not revert in the Yovel. However, houses and villages not surrounded by walls are to be dealt with like the fields in the countryside. They may be redeemed before the Yovel, and they revert in the Yovel. Concerning the cities of the Levi'im and the houses in the cities they possess, the Levi'im are to have a permanent right of redemption. If someone purchases a house from one of the Levi'im, then the house he sold in the city where he owns property will still revert to him in the Yovel, because the houses in the cities of the Levi'im are their tribe's possession among the people of Israel. The fields in the open land around their houses may not be sold, because that is their permanent possession. If a member of your people has become poor so that he can't support himself among you, you are to assist him as you would a foreigner or a temporary resident, so that he can continue living with you. Do not charge him interest or otherwise profit from him, but fear your God, so that your brother can continue living with you. Do not take interest when you loan him money, or take a profit when you sell him food. I am Adonai, your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt in order to give you the land of Canaan and be your God.
If a member of your people has become poor among you and sells himself to you, do not make him do the work of a slave. Rather, you are to treat him like an employee or a tenant. He will work for you until the year of Yovel. Then he will leave you, he and his children with him, and return to his own family and regain possession of his ancestral lands. For they are my slaves, whom I brought out of the land of Egypt. Therefore, they are not to be sold as slaves. Do not treat him harshly, but fear your God. Concerning the men and women you may have as slaves, you are to buy men and women slaves from the nations surrounding you. You may also buy the children of foreigners living with you and members of their families born in your own land. In your land, you may own these. You may also bequeath them to your children to own. From these groups, you may take your slaves forever. But as far as your brothers, the people of Israel, are concerned, you are not to treat each other harshly. If a foreigner living with you has grown rich, and a member of your people has become poor, and sells himself to this foreigner living with you, or to a member of the foreigner's family, he may be redeemed after he has been sold. One of his brothers may redeem him, or his uncle, or his uncle's son may redeem him, or any near relative of his may redeem him, or if he becomes rich, he may redeem himself. He will calculate with the person who bought him the time from the year he sold himself to him to the year of Yovel, and the amount to be paid will be according to the number of years and his time at employee's wage. If many years remain, according to them will he refund the amount for his redemption from the amount he was bought for. If there remain only a few years until the year of Yovel, then he will calculate with him, according to his years will he refund the amount for his redemption. He will be like a worker hired year by year. You will see to it that he is not treated harshly. If he has not been redeemed by any of these procedures, nevertheless he will go free in the year of Yovel, he and his children with him. For to me, the people of Israel are slaves. They are my slaves whom I brought out of the land of Egypt. I am Adonai, your God. You are not to make yourselves any idols, erect a carved statue or a standing stone, or place any carved stone anywhere in your land in order to bow down to it. I am Adonai, your God. Keep my Shabbats and revere my sanctuary. I am Adonai. If you live by my regulations, observe my mitzvot and obey them, then I will provide the rain you need in its season, the land will yield its produce, and the trees in the field will yield their fruit. Your threshing time will extend until the grape harvest, and your grape harvesting will extend until the time for sowing seed. You will eat as much food as you want and live securely in your land. I will give shalom to the land. You will lie down to sleep unafraid of anyone. I will rid the land of wild animals. The sword will not go through your land. You will pursue your enemies, and they will fall before your sword. Five of you will chase 100, and 100 of you will chase 10,000. Your enemies will fall before your sword. I will turn toward you, make you productive, increase your numbers, and uphold my covenant with you.
You will eat all you want from last year's harvest and throw out what remains of the old to make room for the new. I will put my tabernacle among you, and I will not reject you, but I will walk among you and be your God, and you will be my people. I am Adonai, your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt so that you would not be their slaves. I have broken the bars of your yoke so that you can walk upright. But if you will not listen to me and obey all my mitzvot, if you loathe my regulations and reject my rulings in order not to obey all my mitzvot, but cancel my covenant, then I, for my part, will do this to you. I will bring terror upon you, wasting disease and chronic fever to dim your sight and sap your strength. You will sow your seed for nothing, because your enemies will eat the crops. I will set my face against you. Your enemies will defeat you. Those who hate you will hound you, and you will flee when no one is pursuing you. If these things don't make you listen to me, then I will discipline you seven times over for your sins. I will break the pride you have in your own power. I will make your sky like iron, your soil like bronze. You will spend your strength in vain because the land will not yield its produce or the trees in the field their fruit. Yes, if you go against me and don't listen to me, I will increase your calamity sevenfold according to your sins. I will send wild animals among you. They will rob you of your children, destroy your livestock, and reduce your numbers until your roads are deserted. If in spite of all this you refuse my correction and still go against me, then I too will go against you. And I, yes, I, will strike you 7 times over for your sins. I will bring a sword against you which will execute the vengeance of the covenant. You will be huddled inside your cities. I will send sickness among you and will be handed over to the power of the enemy. I will cut off your supply of bread so that 10 women will bake your bread in 1 oven and dole out your bread by weight, and you will eat but not be satisfied. And if for all this you still will not listen to me but go against me, then I will go against you furiously, and I also will chastise you yet 7 times more for your sins. You will eat the flesh of your own sons. You will eat the flesh of your own daughters. I will destroy your high places and cut down your pillars for sun worship and throw your carcasses on the carcasses of your idols. And I will detest you. I will lay waste to your cities and make your sanctuaries desolate so it is not to smell your fragrant aromas. I will desolate the land so that your enemies living in it will be astounded by it. You I will disperse among the nations, and I will draw out the sword in pursuit after you. Your land will be a desolation, and your cities a wasteland. Then at last the land will be paid at its Shabbats. As long as it lies desolate and you are in the lands of your enemies, the land will rest and be repaid its Shabbats. Yes, as long as it lies desolate, it will have rest, the rest it did not have during your Shabbats when you lived there. As for those of you who are left, I will fill their hearts with anxiety in the lands of their enemies. The sound of a driven leaf will frighten them so that they will flee as one flees from the sword and fall when no one is pursuing. Yes, with no one pursuing, they will stumble over each other as if fleeing the sword. You will have no power to stand before your enemies, and among the nations you will perish. The land of your enemies will devour you. Those of you who remain will pine away in the lands of your enemies from guilt over your misdeeds and those of your ancestors. Then they will confess their misdeeds and those of their ancestors which they committed against me in their rebellion. They will admit that they went against me. At that time I will be going against them, bringing them into the lands of their enemies. But if their uncircumcised hearts will grow humble, and they will pay the punishment for their misdeeds, then I will remember my covenant with Yaakov, also my covenant with Yitzhak, and my covenant with Abraham, and I will remember the land, for the land will lie abandoned without them, and it will be paid its Shabbat, while it lies desolate without them, and they will be paid the punishment for their misdeeds, because they reject my rulings and loathe my regulations. Yet in spite of all that, I will not reject them when they are in the lands of their enemies, nor will I loathe them to the point of utterly destroying them, thus break my covenant with them, because I am Adonai, their God. Rather, for their sakes, I will remember the covenant of their ancestors whom I brought out of the land of Egypt with the nations watching, so that I might be their God. I am Adonai. These are the laws, rulings, and teachings that Adonai himself gave to the people of Israel on Mount Sinai through Moshe.
Yehovah said to Moshe, "Tell the people of Israel, if someone makes a clearly defined vow to Yehovah to give him an amount equal to the value of a human being, the value you are to assign to a man between the ages of 20 and 60 years is to be 50 shekels of silver, 1¼ pounds, with the sanctuary shekel being the standard. If a woman, 30 shekels. If it is a child 5 to 20 years old, assign a value of 20 shekels for a boy and 10 for a girl. If a baby 1 month to 5 years of age, 5 shekels for a boy and 3 for a girl. If a person past 60, 15 shekels for a man and 10 for a woman. If a person is too poor to be evaluated, set him before the Kohen, who will assign him a value in keeping with the means of the person who made the vow. If the vow is for the value of an animal of the kind used when people bring an offering to Jehovah, all that a person gives of such animals to Jehovah will be holy. He is not to exchange or replace it by substituting a good animal for a bad one, or vice versa. If he does make such a substitution, both the original animal and the one replacing it will be holy. If the animal is an unclean one, such as may not be used in an offering to Jehovah, he must set it before the Kohen, and the Kohen is to set a value on it in relation to its good and bad points. The value set by you, the Kohen, will stand. But if the person making the vow wishes to redeem the animal, he must add 1/5 to your valuation. When a person consecrates his house to be holy for Jehovah, the Kohen is to set a value on it in relation to its good and bad points. The value set by the Kohen will stand. If the consecrator wishes to redeem his house, he must add 1/5 to the value you have set on it, and it will revert to him.
If a person consecrates to Adonai part of a field belonging to his tribe's possession, you are to value it according to its production, with 5 bushels of barley being valued at 50 shekels of silver. If he consecrates his field during the year of Yovel, this valuation will stand. But if he consecrates his field after Yovel, then the Kohen is to calculate the price according to the years remaining till the next Yovel, with a corresponding reduction from your valuation. If the one consecrating the field wishes to redeem it, he must add 1/5 of your valuation, and the field will be set aside to revert to him. If the seller does not wish to redeem the field, or if, for example, the treasurer for the Kohanim has already sold the field to someone else, it can no longer be redeemed. But when the purchaser has to vacate the field in the Yovel, it will become holy to Adonai, like a field unconditionally consecrated. It will belong to the Kohanim. If he consecrates to Adonai a field which he has bought, a field which is not part of his tribe's possession, then the Kohen is to calculate its value according to the years remaining until the year of Yovel. And the man will on that same day pay this amount, since it is holy to Adonai. In the year of Yovel, the field will revert to the person from whom it was bought, that is, to the person to whose tribal possession it belongs. All your valuations are to be according to the sanctuary shekel, 20 gerahs to the shekel. However, the firstborn among animals, since it is already born as a firstborn for Adonai, no one can consecrate, neither ox nor sheep, since it belongs to Adonai already. But if it is an unclean animal, he may redeem it at the price at which you value it and add 1/5. Or if he does not redeem it, it is to be sold at the price at which you valued it. However, nothing consecrated unconditionally, which a person may consecrate to Adonai out of all he owns, person, animal, or field he possesses, is to be sold or redeemed. Because everything consecrated unconditionally is especially holy to Adonai. No person who has been sentenced to die and thus unconditionally consecrated can be redeemed. He must be put to death. All the tenth given from the land, whether from planted seed or fruit from trees, belongs to Adonai. it is holy to Adonai. If someone wants to redeem any of his tenth, he must add to it one-fifth. All the tenth from the herd or the flock, whatever passes under the shepherd's crook, the tenth will one should be brought to Adonai. The owner is not to inquire whether the animal is good or bad, and he cannot exchange it. If he does exchange it, both it and the one he substituted for it will be holy. It cannot be redeemed. These are the mitzvot, which Adonai gave to Moshe for the people Israel on Mount Sinai.
And this is the point at which you're invited to invite you all to join together to say, Chazak, Chazak, Venit Chazak, which means be strong, and let us be strengthened.
Be strong, be strong. Oh, when I read this parasha and I understand what the promises that my people had, that Jehovah would walk with them as he walked with Adam, that they would be blessed beyond measure. And oh, how they blew that. They blew it away. What they passed up. And it still happens today. Many millions are in exile. I am in exile, not in Israel, but in exile. Why? Because we are still not following his way. We have turned against his mitzvot. We are following our own gods. We are worshiping the god of money. We are worshiping the god of power. We are worshiping the god of fame. We are worshiping the god of privilege. We are not humble. We have not gotten down on our knees and repented. We are in exile.
Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who selected good prophets and was pleased with their words, which were spoken truthfully. Blessed are you, Lord, who chooses the Torah, the servant Moses, your people Israel, and prophets of truth and righteousness.
Adonai, my strength, my fortress, my refuge in time of trouble. The nations will come to you from the ends of the earth, saying, our ancestors inherited nothing but lies, futile idols, completely useless. Can a person make himself gods? In fact, they aren't gods at all. Therefore, I will make them know once and for all, I will make them know my power and my might. Then they will know that my name is Yehovah. Yehuda's sin is written with an iron pen. With a diamond point, it is engraved on the tablet of their hearts and on the horns of your altars. As they remember their children, so they remember their altars and their sacred poles by the green trees on the high hills. My mountain in the field, your wealth and all your treasures will be plundered because of the sin of your high places. Throughout your territory, you will relinquish your hold on your heritage, which I gave you. I will make you serve your enemies in a land you do not know. For you have kindled my fiery anger, and it will burn forever. Here is what Adonai Jehovah says: a curse on the person who trusts in humans, who relies on merely human strength, whose heart turns away from Adonai Jehovah. He will be like a tamarisk in the Arava. When relief comes, it is unaffected, for it lives in the sun-baked desert, in salty, uninhabited land. Blessed is the man who trusts in Adonai Jehovah. Adonai Jehovah will be his security. He will be like a tree planted near water. It spreads out its roots by the river. It does not notice when heat comes, and its foliage is luxuriant. It is not anxious in a year of drought, but keeps on yielding fruit. The heart is more deceitful than anything else and mortally sick. Who can fathom it? I, Adonai Jehovah, search the heart. I test inner motivations in order to give to everyone what his actions and conduct deserve. A partridge hatches eggs it did not lay. Like this are those who get rich unjustly. In the prime of life, their wealth will desert them. In the end, they will prove to be fools. Throne of glory, exalted from the beginning, our holy sanctuary, hope of Israel, Adonai Jehovah. All who abandon you will be ashamed. Those who leave you will be inscribed in the dust because they have abandoned Adonai Jehovah, the source of living water. Heal me, Adonai Jehovah, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for you are my praise. Hallelujah. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. Amen and amen.
Blessed are you, O Lord of God, King of the universe, who has given us the sign of Yeshua and the teachings of the covenant. Blessed are you, O Lord, giver of the best of the scripture. Amen.
Now when he went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up on Shabbat, he went to the synagogue as usual, and he stood up to read, and he was given the scroll of the prophet Yeshua. Unrolling the scroll, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of Adonai is upon me, because he has anointed me to announce good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the imprisoned, and renewed sight for the blind, to release those who have been crushed, to proclaim a year for the favor of Adonai." After closing the scroll and returning it to the Shamash, he sat down, and the eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fixed on him. He started to speak to them. "Today, as you heard it read, this passage of the Tanakh was fulfilled."
Before I read the next passage, I'm just going to have a comment on what Esther just read. In verse 16, the Hebrew Bible says, "On Shabbat, he," that's Yeshua, "went to the synagogue as usual." I like the way the New International Version states it. On the Shabbat, or they say Sabbath, he went into the synagogue as was his custom, and custom means habit. The commentary goes on to say, "Jesus' custom of regular worship sets an example for all of his followers to read. Jesus probably," and I've got probably underlined, I'll tell you later why, "read from Isaiah in Hebrew, and then he or someone else paraphrased it in Aramaic, one of the other common languages of the day. I thought it is interesting that they made quite an issue of reading God's word and then said nothing about keeping the Shabbat or doing what God's word says. I'll continue with the commentary. Verse 17, the scroll of the prophet Isaiah, the books of the Old Testament, were written on scrolls kept in a special place in the synagogue. And we have a scroll, and it's kept in a special place, and for the time being, this is our synagogue. The passage Jesus read from about the Messiah, Isaiah 61, verse 1 and 2, may have been one he chose to read, or it may have been the assigned passage for the day. Now, our special attendants are usually Ron, Dan, Mark, or sometimes others. Some of us may wonder, why does Michael or Ron read from a Hebrew scroll when so few of us understand Hebrew? Why do we do that? Because that's what Yeshua did. Then it is read in our common language, which is English, and that's exactly what we do. And then before I had underlined, may have been, the passage for that day, do you think Yeshua opened the scroll and said, okay, where or what should I read today? No, I don't think so. I think he would have read the appropriate parasha for that day. Knowing how accurate and detail-oriented Yeshua Adonai is, would Yeshua just have read anywhere? I don't think so. But this is what happens when we depart from our Hebraic roots. And then one night, I woke up around 12 o'clock, and this thought jumped into my head, and I thought, I'm going to get up and write what I was just thinking. And maybe I wasn't thinking it. Maybe it was Yeshua's thoughts. And so I wrote it down, and the next morning I read it. When I studied this passage, it gave me a wonderful sense of appreciation that we follow the example Yeshua set for us. If you love me, you will keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter. Comforting counselor like me, the Spirit of Truth, to be with you forever. The world cannot receive him because it neither sees nor knows him. You know him because he is staying with you and will be united with you. I will not leave you orphans. I am coming to you. In just a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me because I live too. Because I live, you too will live. How far am I supposed to read? Okay, keep going. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me, and the one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him. Just as my Father has loved me, I too have loved you, so stay in love, stay in my love. If you keep my commands, you will stay in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and stay in his love. I have said this to you so that my joy may be in you and your joy be complete. This is my command, that you keep on loving each other just as I have loved you. No one has greater love than a person who lays down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave doesn't know what his master is about, but I have called you friends because everything I have heard from my Father I have made known to you.
Don't delude yourselves. No one makes a fool of God. A person reaps what he sows. Those who keep sowing in the field of their old nature in order to meet its demands will eventually reap ruin. But those who keep sowing in the field of the Spirit will reap from the Spirit everlasting life. So let us now not grow weary of doing what is good, for if we don't give up, we will in due time reap the harvest. Therefore, as the opportunity arises, let us do what is good for everyone, and especially to the family of those who are trustingly faithful.
This is the Torah which Moses placed before the children of Israel. It is in accordance with the law as commanded by the hand of Moses. A tree of life in which those who live in the hold of it, and blessed are the ones who support it. Its ways are ways of pleasantness, and all its paths are peace. Long life is in its right hand, and in its left are riches and honor. Adonai was pleased with the sake of his righteousness to rest. by new birth. Clothe your priests with righteousness. May those who have experienced your faithful love shout for joy. For the sake of the servant David, do not delay the return of your Messiah. I give you good instruction. Do not forsake my Torah.
Baruch atah Adonai.